Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Considered moderate. Traffic headaches on the GW Parkway are getting extended. I'm Luke Luker.
It's DC Pride, what you need to know about getting around. I'm Matt Koufax.
Despite statewide legalization, one beach town is working to ensure it remains pot-free. I'm Megan Cloverty.
WTOP News time is 3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The man known as the Unabomber has died. CBS's Anna Werner covered Ted Kaczynski for years.
On January 22nd, 1998, the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, pleaded guilty to avoid the death penalty. Kaczynski sent 16 mail bombs to universities and airlines over a 17-year period, killing three people and injuring 24. Before his arrest in 1995, the Washington Post and New York Times reluctantly printed his 35,000-word manifesto. Under threat, Kaczynski would strike again if they didn't.
While the cause of death is not known yet, there is no suspected foul play. Mike Pence addressed the indictment of former President Trump while speaking at the North Carolina GOP convention.
I had hoped the Department of Justice would see its way clear to resolve the issues involving the former president without an indictment, and I'm deeply troubled to see this indictment move forward. Its capacity to further divide our country at a time when the American people are struggling as never before, and at a time when the world is becoming almost more dangerous by the hour.
The former VP and presidential hopeful called on the attorney general to, quote, stop hiding behind the special counsel and explain why the indictment went forward. Those in the Northeast can see and breathe a little better today. Weather Channel meteorologist Kelly Cass.
The good news is we get a little bit of a break from that thick smoke that's been causing bad air quality from the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, all the way down into the Carolinas. That smoke has been very thick and it's still out there. The fires are not going away anytime soon, but it has to do with the wind direction and the level of moisture in the atmosphere. We'll get some much needed rain rotating around that area of low pressure. That's going to be moving through the Northeast, and some of that rain actually falling right over the fires.
A remarkable story of survival in the Amazon jungle. Four young children were found alive after the plane they were in crashed 40 days ago. Colombian President Gustavo Petro, through an interpreter.
Together, the military forces and the indigenous communities that helped with the search efforts found the children after 40 days. They were on their own. They are an example of survival that will go down in history.
And here's an excuse to pour a glass of the pink today. It is National Rosé Day.
Rosé all day. Rosé all day.
Well, not that you need an excuse anyway. Rosé was once considered a starter wine, often seen as too sweet and not complex enough for those serious wine drinkers. However, though, in recent years, rosé has made a huge comeback. It is wildly popular. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
It's 3:03 on Saturday, June 10th. 80 degrees, and with improving air quality, we're seeing sun. Highs today in the 80s. Good afternoon. I'm Sandy Kozel with the top local stories we're following this hour. Air quality levels are gradually improving after that historic code purple in the D.C. area on Thursday. Expect moderate air quality today and tomorrow due to ground level ozone. Right now, according to airnow.gov, most of the DMV is at code yellow, which is considered moderate. If you are unusually sensitive to particle pollution, you might want to consider reducing your outdoor activity. The north end of the George Washington Parkway will have more lane reconfiguration headaches starting today.
You're going to see even more lane dividers. The National Park Service is shutting down the outer northbound lane on the GW Parkway, running from Route 123 all the way to the Windy Run Bridge, stretch of about 3.5 miles. Now the inner northbound lane and outer southbound lanes will remain open for regular traffic, and on weekday rush hours, the inner southbound lane will be reversible. It'll be closed closed all other times, including during weekends. It's part of a rehab project to repave the road, fix stormwater drainage, and update lookout points. This is an extension of that project that already stretches from the Beltway to Route 123. They hope to wrap it all up by 2025. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
D.C. Pride events mean more metro ridership, street closures, and a slew of events, with some 600,000 expected to attend this weekend.
The first major event of the day, the Capitol Pride Block Party, is happening in DuPont Circle, featuring festive fun at several restaurants and bars from 12 to 10 p.m. The main Saturday attraction, the Capitol Pride Parade, starts at 3 p.m. Speeches from keynote speakers and LGBTQ advocates will happen at 2:30. Mayor Bowser also expected to be in attendance. Crowds will march a mile and a half from DuPont Circle to Logan Circle and Metro. They're running trains more frequently and at increased capacity. It's probably best to ditch the car driving anywhere near the heart of D.C. because of street closures. And we have a full list of those closures and more details on how to get around on WTOP.com. Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
Leaders in Loudoun County are determining the best way to support teachers and school administrators in response to a rise in incidents involving racial slurs and hate speech.
The school system has already offered professional learning sessions and worked with the Anti-Defamation League, and Shahid Muhammad from the county's equity office says
the discipline process is ongoing with consequences for students when they are warranted.
The county reported 262 incidents involving racial slurs and hate speech in the fourth quarter as of May 31st. There were nearly 300 in the third quarter.
It's been quite a bit of listening sessions, visits to the schools in order to really see what's going on in the individual schools.
And some schools haven't reported any incidents, so the actual total may be higher. Director of Equity, Lottie Spurlock.
We're going with what is reported, and we do recognize that everything's not reported.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
In less than a month, marijuana use and possession will be legal in Maryland. But one beach town isn't on board with that.
Ah, the beach, the smell of salt air and Thrasher's fries and pot. Not in Ocean City. Ahead of July 1st, when marijuana becomes legal in Maryland, Ocean City Council members are taking steps to ensure most public places remain cannabis-free. Council members unanimously passed the first reading of an ordinance to ban cannabis consumption licenses and fine those that violate it, according to OC Today. There are also discussions on how to prevent resort businesses from selling or allowing pot on their property. Mayor Rick Meehan says the existing laws preventing smoking on the beach or boardwalk will remain in place. Megan Clougherty, WTOP News.
The National Zoo's newest edition, a baby gorilla, now has a name.
Her name is Zara, and it means beautiful flower in Swahili. It was a clear choice for voters after receiving nearly half of the 25,000 votes. The other names voters had a chance to consider: Lola, which is Yoruba for greatness, and Makali, Swahili for fierce. The new Western Lowland baby gorilla was born May 27th to 20-year-old Kalea and 31-year-old Baraka. She also has a big brother, 5-year-old Moki. You can follow the latest on Zara's milestones on social media or stop by to see the gorilla troop and meet an animal trainer at 11:30 a.m. daily. The National Zoo says the best way to protect the critically endangered Western Lowland gorilla is to recycle electronics like cell phones that contain tantalum. It'll help prevent their habitats in Africa from being mined. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather in Money News.
Among the worst Medicare frauds, hospice care fraud. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
308.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th to Steve Dressner in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Sandy, good afternoon. Starting off in Maryland, entering Montgomery County on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, dealing with crash activity on the right side just before you get to the exit for New Hampshire Avenue. And that is affecting the flow from the southbound 95 ramp heading to the outer loop. We're backed up both directions on the Beltway in Prince George's County. Back to Montgomery County over on the inner loop, possibly before Connecticut Avenue. Looks like may have crash activity over on the right side. We're certainly jammed up southbound 270 spur on to the outer loop. One long line of delays all the way down to the American Legion Bridge. Let's take a trip out towards the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, looking at about a 3.5 mile delay to the eastbound span. We're backed up at Bush Frontage Road. Again, about 3.5 miles. We do have two lanes open eastbound, three going westbound. No delays in either direction. And close by, northbound 97 after Route 50, jammed up as police activity has only the right lane getting by. Jiffy Lube service centers keep you moving from oil changes, tire rotations, to filters and wipers, into a full range of services. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com for a location near you. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
2-7-U's First Alert meteorologist, Jordan Evans.
After historic air quality levels on Thursday, we continue to improve the air quality throughout the weekend. The winds will change out of the south tonight and into tomorrow, so that will clear out the smoke completely. However, we're going to keep air quality in the moderate category due to ground-level ozone. That's typical when you get hot temperatures here around the city. Highs today around 85, lows tonight down to 67. Highs tomorrow, 91 degrees. Southwest winds tomorrow between 15 and 20 miles per hour. Few increasing clouds will start late tonight. That means Monday we track storm chances with more humidity, afternoon showers and thunderstorms, potentially a low severe weather threat, and then we dry out by Tuesday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
It's 84 degrees in Reston, 85 in Bethesda, 84 in Woodbridge. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. It's 3:10. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
This is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, and it costs Medicare at least $60 billion a year. Medicare is ripe for fraud because Medicare recipients don't get bills. They just get statements.
The bill will not come to that person, so that's not going to be a red flag, right? Because Medicare had they covered it. It's a covered service, but it wasn't one that they received. Understanding and being able to compare those statements that they receive to what actually happened, what appointments or what services that the person really had.
That's Nicole Liebau with Senior Medicare Patrol. Hospice fraud is among the worst. Once Medicare thinks you're receiving hospice care, you're no longer eligible for other treatments.
The hospice program is for individuals to have end-of-life services. And so if somebody didn't know they were signed up for hospice, then there are certain things that they can't have for procedures if something that came up with their health that they needed.
Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, have you heard about the movie about the inventor of a popular Cheetos product? We have a review. It's 3:11.
Hello, I'm Shane Canfield, CEO of WEPA. For over 20 years, we have worked with WTOP to promote our mission of providing group term life insurance to civilian federal employees. At WEPA, we understand the importance of protecting your family's financial well-being, and we are proud to offer affordable coverage that is yours to keep, no matter where life takes you. The high-quality audience of WTOP matches well with our target customer, and we've seen measurable results from our advertising campaigns. We take pride in our commitment to the federal community, and our partnership with WTOP has helped us reach more feds and provide them with the coverage they need. So if you're a civilian federal employee looking for reliable life insurance coverage, visit our website at WEPA.org. And if you're a business looking to reach the federal community, I invite you to contact WTOP to learn how they can help you create a customized marketing plan that delivers results. WEPA, coverage for feds by feds.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, an increase in organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local P.F. Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com, P.F. Chang's, and AmericanEagle.com. Another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Coming up, the Nats play in Atlanta this afternoon, and it's also the day of the Belmont Stakes. Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
Tide Power Pods have 85% more Tide.
Who needs that much more Tide?
Well, when giving your muddy dog a bath turns into you getting a mud shower, yikes, you're gonna need more Tide. When your wine tasting becomes a wine spilling, yeah, you're gonna need more Tide. Or if your favorite shirt is your kid's favorite napkin. Great. I'm going to need more Tide. My mom gave me that shirt.
It's a mess out there. Tide Power Pods have 85% more Tide versus Tide Pods.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTR-CM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It's 3:15. I'm Sandy Kozell. Thanks for being with us. It's a busy weekend on television for biopics and small screen documentaries. For her picks on The Standouts, our John Doman checked in with Vulture.com critic Jen Chaney. First, a film on Disney Plus and Hulu, Flamin' Hot, about the self-proclaimed inventor of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
It's based on a true story, but it's not a documentary. It's a scripted version. And it's interesting, though, because parts of this story are true. It focuses on Richard Montañez, who started working at Frito-Lay as a janitor and worked his way up to being in the executive suite. That part of the story is true. The fact that he invented Flamin' Hot Cheetos is a little bit under contention. The LA Times did a whole piece, like, a couple years ago before this movie even came out, that suggested that maybe he's been exaggerating the extent to which he invented it. But the movie kind of takes him at face value, and it is, you know, really kind of an uplifting, sweet film. I think one of the things it does really well is it shows factory workers, it treats them with respect, it shows how demanding their jobs can be. And it's a fun movie, but you do have to take some of it with a grain of salt.
Now we're going to go to a familiar voice if you're a basketball fan, the biggest deadhead in all of sports.
The negativity that I have to fight every single moment. And now someone here who can shine the light, someone who can appreciate the beauty of a saguaro, somebody who knows about the grandeur of the Sonoran Desert, somebody who knows that rivers can flow uphill.
I had to get a clip in from the legendary Bill Walton, so I'm going to let you have a say on this ESPN docuseries.
Listening to Bill Walton call a basketball game is one of the great joys of my life. It is a trip, as that suggested. This is a four-part docuseries. It was directed by Steve James, known for, among other things, Hoop Dreams, one of the great basketball movies of all time. You know, Bill Walton's just a great character, but his story at UCLA and then later in the NBA and dealing with injuries, they really get into all of that. And if you like basketball at all, if you like Bill Walton, certainly if you were a Trailblazers fan back in the 70s, this is definitely worth watching. The first two episodes are on ESPN Plus, and the second two will drop Tuesday on ESPN.
That's Vulture.com critic Jen Chaney. Ukrainian President Zelensky says that counteroffensive and defensive actions are underway against Russian forces. Zelensky saying today that his top Ukrainian commanders are in a positive mindset as their troops engage in intensified fighting on parts of the front line. The Ukrainian leader spoke at a news conference while hosting Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Quick look now at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. The unsealed 49-page federal indictment against Donald Trump spells out the 37 charges. The former president is due in federal court Tuesday. Ted Kaczynski, known as the Unabomber, has died in federal prison at 81. And we're breathing cleaner air in the area today. The heavy haze from Canadian wildfires is moderating. Air quality throughout the D.C. region is in the moderate range. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's 3:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Steve Dressner is in the WTOP Traffic Center.
We'll start off in the district, and we do have the Capitol Pride Parade off and running. We do have some of the closures. Peace Street closed between 16th and 18th, portions of 17th Street Northwest near Orrin, Massachusetts. All the closures can be found at WTOP.com. Staying in the district, we're certainly backed up both directions over on DC 295. Volume delays from the Pennsylvania Avenue all the way back down north towards the 50 split in Chevrolet. As we're seeing in our Colbeck Consulting traffic camera, we're also backed up both directions on the freeway, roughly from South Capitol Street all the way down to the 14th Street Bridge. Over in Virginia, traffic very slow on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, coming off the American Legion Bridge, off and on delays up through the area of the toll road. And in Alexandria, jammed up on the outer loop, roughly around Van Doren Street, expect off and on delays leading all the way up to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. That's the main line and the local lanes. We're seeing bulk volume approaching the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7U's First Alert meteorologist, Jordan Evans.
Well, if you got a shower yesterday, consider yourself lucky because still not a drop in the bucket at Reagan National. We'll have to wait until Monday when we can finally get some rain for the month of June. It's not going to be a lot of rain, around half an inch or so, and we could have some thunderstorms and potentially a low severe weather threat by Monday afternoon, too. Throughout the weekend, it stays dry. Highs today around 85 with low humidity, just a few passing clouds. Tonight, humidity starts to arrive. Temperatures down to 67 by tomorrow morning. Afternoon highs tomorrow, 91 degrees, probably feeling like 93 with that humidity and southwest winds between 15 and 20 miles per hour. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
It's 85 degrees in Roslyn, 85 at Farragut Square, and 86 in Laurel, brought to you by Len the Plumber. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP,
a black-owned business gets the job of revitalizing a special spot in Richmond. I'm Dick Giuliano.
It's 3:20.
Here's how I pick my numbers when I play the new Pick 5 from the Virginia Lottery. I call it the Wheel.
Win up to $50,000.
I've got all the numbers on here, plus one extra slot where my wife gets to pick the number.
Five numbers, 0 through 9.
Babe, what'll it be?
Burger and fries, please.
No, I meant the wheel.
The what?
How you choose is up to you. Play in-store, in-app, or online today. Visit valottery.com/pick5.
TD SYNNEX Public Sector is empowering IT vendors, resellers, and government agencies by shaping how they navigate the public sector ecosystem. We provide you with an unprecedented combination of talent, resources, services, and capabilities, and extensive access to the technology, resellers, and contract vehicles that you want. TD SYNNEX Public Sector is the premier IT distributor and fully integrated solutions aggregator of choice for the public sector. Learn more at tdsynnex.com. That's tdsynnex.com.
Your business requires bold leadership. Hi, I'm Jeff Dick, Chairman and CEO of Main Street Bank. Changing who you bank with may not be your boldest decision, but if you choose us, I promise it will be your best. Ask yourself, what matters to me in my business? Banking expertise from a trusted advocate, or a bank where I'm just another account number in the win column? We bank the bold. Main Street Bank. Put our bank in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
WTOP and Silver Diner bring you Free Lunch Friday to thank you for listening to WTOP. At home, at work, or on the go. Three winners every Friday for dine-in lunch only at 18 Silver Diner locations. Enter today at WTOP.com. Search Free Lunch Friday.
You're listening to WTOP News.
At 3:22... on the site where the Robert E. Lee statue stood in Richmond, there's going to be a black-owned landscape company to revitalize the area.
Earl Gary says he's grateful he'll have the job of sprucing up the circle on Monument and North Allen Avenues, where the bronze statue of the Confederate general was removed 2 years ago. Working with the Richmond Department of Public Works, Gary's YME Landscape is expected to plant 28 trees and about 6,000 plants. The Lee statue came down on the former Confederate Capitol in 2021 after the murder of George Floyd. The early landscape work is underway, and the goal is to complete the work by late July. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Well, we all have a favorite TV show, but how much would you pay for a piece of it?
A man in Dallas is turning his love for television into cold hard cash. I'm Brian Bandmiller on Business. During a 3-day auction, items from classic TV shows went up for auction. And at the end, the collector of these items had raked in more than $5 million. He says his first idea was to create a museum dedicated to TV. But when that failed to come together, he came up with an auction so the pieces could go to fans who would love and appreciate them. Items up for bid included the Batman and Robin costumes worn by Adam West and Burt Ward in the 1960s series. They went for more than $600,000. The set where Johnny Carson hosted guests on The Tonight Show sold for almost $300,000. The set from All in the Family, which included Archie and Edith Bunker's living room, dining room, and stairwell, went for $125,000. And the biggest sale, the bar from the TV series Cheers, which scored the highest bid at $675,000. It's expensive to know everyone's name. Brian Bandmiller, CBS News.
Well, this was supposed to be the year Thoroughbred Horse Racing celebrated the 50th anniversary of Secretariat's magnificent Triple Crown triumph. But heading into today's $1.5 million Belmont Stakes, which is being run in a few hours, the racing has become almost an afterthought. The focus remains on a recent spike in deaths of horses at racetracks and also on air quality problems. Two-year-old champion Forte is the early favorite in today's race. It's 325.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
Here's Ben Raby.
All right, Sandy, we're getting set for the Nationals and Braves. Game two of their weekend series. Nats looking to snap a five-game losing streak with Mackenzie Gore on the mound today. It's a 4:10 first pitch on 1500 AM. College baseball, Virginia and Duke heading to a winner-take-all game three in their Super Regional. This after Virginia avoided elimination this afternoon, beating Duke 14-4 in game two. The winner tomorrow will advance to the College World Series. French Open, world number one Iga Świątek successfully defends her title in Paris. Świątek with her fourth career Grand Slam title. Meanwhile, the men's final goes tomorrow. The heavily favored Novak Djokovic taking on Casper Ruud. And as John McEnroe notes on NBC...
Well, if you look at their games, I don't think there's a single shot that Ruud does better than Djokovic. The only thing to me he's got going for him, obviously he's a lot younger. And I would certainly hope a lot hungrier since he's going for his first. But is that even true? Because Novak just
no one's
about,
hungrier than Novak.
You know, hungrier to make history.
Djokovic seeking a record 23rd career Grand Slam title. And also overseas today, the biggest prize in club soccer, the UEFA Champions League final is underway. Manchester City and Inter Milan scoreless in the first half. Ben Raby, WTOP Sports.
Thank you, Ben. Coming up after traffic and weather, the Unabomber, who ran a 17-year bombing campaign that killed three people and injured 23 others, has died in federal prison at 81. It's 3:26.
Are lawnmowers, traffic, and children playing outside disrupting the quiet space inside your home? Then you need Thompson Creek Window Company's Sound Shield.